Up next in our program, I got the chance to talk with Bruce Johnson, the Executive Director of Central Minnesota Habitat for Humanity. He tells me about his responsibility in the organization. And after that, we are going to talk about what projects they are having in this month of August and the following months this year.
My responsibility to help meet the objectives of the organization to build and sell low-cost, affordable homes to low-income families in the greater St. Cloud area.
So you are hosting a wall-raising ceremony on the Thrivent Builds or Women Build Home. Could you please expound on that and let me know what that is?
The wall-raising ceremonies are a really exciting time for the families that we work with. We finally have the funds together to start building a home, and we have the foundations and the flooring is in, and we're going to get together with all of the volunteers and supporters and the family to actually lift the walls in place. That's kind of a big project kickoff. And we can do that because Thrivent Financial has a program called Thrivent Builds, where they help pay for half of the cost of the construction project. And we also this year, this particular project is going to be a women build project. There are women in the community that support our work by raising funds for part of a project, and they volunteer to work on the site. So that's how we can call it a Thrive and Build and a Women Build wall raising. And it is a really exciting kind of a gathering of the community to celebrate a key milestone.
And would you please let me know to whom these houses will be sold?
These are low-income families in our community. They come to us through an application process, and they are earning a living, but they don't make enough money to qualify for a conventional home loan. So we go to work with them to get them ready for home ownership. Each adult in the family will earn 200 hours of sweat equity. They will go through about 15 hours of homeowner education, and when the home is done and they've done their work, we will actually sell them the home at 0% interest and no down payment. So we have two families this year who will be buying homes from us on Clearwater Road, and the first one is on August 20th here. Sadia Bandi and Abdulaziz Tahir family and their 8 kids. This will be a 6-bedroom home, and Sadia and Abdulaziz and their family will be joining us for the wall raising.
And would you please let me know what they would learn during the 15-hour education?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, we teach some financial literacy, some financial management. For many families, this is the first home they've ever owned, and knowing all of the responsibilities of home ownership, particularly financial. They will have a mortgage. They will need to be paying taxes, and they'll need to be paying insurance. We also want to make sure that they have a solid understanding of managing their finances. We also teach them how to take care of a home. Home maintenance is a huge part of what they'll be doing as homeowners, obviously, and a lot of folks don't have a lot of experience there. We'll teach them about safety in the home. We'll teach them about landscaping, neighbor relations. Those are the kinds of things that help empower them to be a successful homeowner after we've sold it to them.
And finally, to wrap up our conversation, it seems that there should be a 200 hours of sweat equity per adult before they can purchase a Habitat home. What does that mean?
Well, it means in some cases that they actually will come on the construction site and help build their own home. They will do some kind of work for Habitat for Humanity instead of a down payment, instead of a cash down payment. They will give us some work. And so some of the families will actually get to work on their own home, help build their own home. Others help build someone else's home, someone else's Habitat home, and then still others will get some of their sweat equity and out at our restore operation. So basically, they're going to be putting in some work for us before we can sell them the home.
Well, thank you so much for being with me at KVSA 88.1 FM. Do you have anything else to add to?
I would only add that we'll have one more wall raising on the 26th, right next door to the one that's coming up on the 20th. And so if folks can't make it on the 20th, they'd be more than welcome to join us on the 26th. We'll be sending out a press release about that in a few days.
Well, thank you so much again. You were listening to my conversation with Bruce Johnson, the executive director of Central Minnesota Habitat for Humanity. He talked to me about his responsibility in the organization. Also, he explained what wall raising ceremony on Thrivent Builds or Women Build Home is, and what people in our community are doing in order to improve the housing of those in need of a place to stay and live in. Thank you for listening to Your Own Sound Alternative and Educational Radio, KVSC 88.1 FM. Please stay tuned for the upcoming features.